1-800-449-8686.
But you think that that John Walker guy is should be allowed to come back to the United States, is that it?
Be allowed to come back to the United States because he has obviously gone to be a Muslim, be a Taliban fighter, due to the treatment he received in the United States.
Well, what treatment did he receive? I mean, he was raised in America.
Well, I mean, first of all, I don't think you know that John Walker and...
And we're talking about the guy, the American who was captured as a Taliban.
Right.
And his mom and dad are trying to get him back. His father is trying to get an attorney to get him back here.
Well, my understanding was that he was arrested by the Northern Alliance.
Right, but they're trying to get him back.
Yeah, they're trying to get him back. And see, he grew up in Marin County, California. This is a part of the United States that has these insular private schools. So rather than letting a kid go to a free public education system, here's a kid who was forced to go to a private prep school, and it's well known to anybody that has been to these schools that these are oppressive and brutal environments. Where every bit of your ability to identify with the poor and the working class is stripped out of you and sucked out of you. So, I mean, the guy...
Well, wait a second. This dude that went to Afghanistan to be a Taliban was raised in an environment where he had money.
Yeah, but he was raised in an environment where his ability to identify with the working people was completely sucked off. The money is... I don't know whether you know this or not, but the money his parents had forced him to eat food that was free-range and locally grown. Now, a lot of that, some people think is healthy, but that removes him from his connection to reality of most people, which is fast food and wine punch. Everything about this guy cried out to get away from the abuse that he was facing in his life.
And what abuse? The kid was raised... In money.
Well, I mean, first of all, his father, when he turned 16, Mr. Henry, and I want a lot of people to hear this because I know there's a lot of people listening to me who'll know what I'm talking about. His father brutally presented him with the keys to a car on his 16th birthday, which completely, this materialistic torture led him to say that's it. On his 16th birthday, he didn't...
I want to be clear now. When he got keys to his own car, you're saying that that was torture?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't understand your question.
I'm just simply asking. When he was given the keys to his own car at 16, that was it.
That was absolute abuse. Absolute abuse. And that's what a lot of American kids are going through right now, especially with the so-called prosperous economy that we have had over the last 10 years. You give a kid his own car, his own phone. You give a kid a private education in a prep school. I mean, you might as well take a board with nails in it and beat him across his ass till he bleeds, because with his father doing that to him, that's what pushed him over to the Muslimism.
All right, Jeff, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Now, you think that Jeff Walker, John Walker is his name.
John Walker.
Was abused by his lifestyle.
Well, he rejected the overblown and lazy lifestyle of the Christian cultural elite, and he opted out of a sense of survival to choose a more connected Islamic religion. If you're a Muslim, you got to understand something. You get to wear Muslim costumes. You get to let your hair grow organically. You don't mutilate your face with a Remington. You sit and study Muslim books. I mean, being a Christian is fine, but I mean, what I'd like to do is try to look at it as a kid. It's kind of lame. But being a Muslim is cool. You eat with your hands. You're allowed to have, my understanding is you can have like 5-6 wives and stuff. And you don't have to do that in the entire Western culture chained to your wife thing. I mean, it's legal, and it's also legal to smoke what we call chronic or the owl. Now then.
All right, hold on. Because I want to be clear. John Walker... The guy who was held in Afghanistan by the Northern Alliance, who was arrested as a Taliban fighter, who went to Pakistan, was abused as a kid because he was given the keys to his own car.
Among other things, yeah.
The private school, abusive.
Private school, the food. First of all, a lot of these people who have money shop at places like Bristol Farm or Gelson's, where the food is locally grown and free range. That means you don't eat hamburger or anything what normal people eat. You have no connection to the normal people, and you thirst. You thirst and hunger for a connection to go. When you force a kid into an artificial lifestyle of bathing every day, I mean, I saw it happen to a friend of mine, and I remember he came to my house. He was in tears. We thought about calling the police. His dad had asked him if he wanted to go skiing. And I went,
well, so what?
Okay, man, you just don't get it.
What don't I get? What don't I get? What don't I understand? His dad asked him to go skiing.
That completely humiliates you. All you want is to be one of the real people, but instead your parents are asking you to take a cruise with them, or they're asking you to swim in a pool that's heated. I mean, what does that do? It strips away your dignity. It strips away the person you want to be. It turns you into nothing more than a robot who is being raped by the American culture. This friend of mine who finally did leave his home when he was after he graduated from college, he didn't.
Well, let me ask you something.
No, but you gotta understand this. He was forced to swim in a heated indoor pool. Okay? This completely disconnected him from how cool it is just to be with your friends at the beach or stuff like that.
Well, did he go to the beach with his friends? You're saying he never got to go to the beach?
No, he got to go to the beach.
With his friends?
Yeah. But he also had to swim in it. His father would say, bring your friends over here and let them swim in our heated indoor pool. I mean, you might as well have just taken a knife and stuck it in his gut for the humiliation that it gave him. This is what happened to John Walker. And
well, you're talking about a world, man, that I don't know anything about, where it's an absolute oppression.
Yeah, well, you don't get what I'm saying, Mr. Henry, because you don't know what it's like to come from a rich family and have the horror of your dad or your mom saying things like, we're going to go to Europe this summer. Do you want to come with us? Forget it, man.
Well, let me ask you something, Jeff. Do you come from a wealthy family?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I can remember two summers in a row, my family and I went to Geneva, Switzerland. I met Carl Jung. I don't know if you know who he is.
Yeah, I know who Carl Jung is, the psychologist.
Yeah, I met him before he died. I mean, it was bad. I just don't want the same thing to happen to this guy.
All right, so John Walker should be allowed back into the United States then because of the brainwashing, not at the hands of the Taliban, but at the brainwashing at the hands of his parents, making him drive his own car, go to a private school, and swim in a heated indoor pool.
Yeah. I mean, what don't you get? I know you weren't raised rich.
No, I wasn't raised rich. I don't know why.
I mean, what made me hate my father the most was that he introduced me. I'll never forget, I got introduced to Bruce Springsteen, and I remember thinking, nobody else is doing this except me. I feel so alone. I feel so isolated. I'm sitting down and I'm talking to Bruce Springsteen and no other kid is. I feel like a freak. And you got to understand the anger, man.
Okay, so now you're telling me that you got to meet Bruce Springsteen, you vacationed in Geneva, Switzerland, two summers in a row with your family. This John Walker guy got his own car, private school, and was forced to swim in a heated indoor pool, and this is bad.
Okay, if you don't get it, man, you had to have been raised rich to understand it.
All right, well, then I get it, and that's valid. I wasn't raised rich.
Yeah, if you're raised wealthy, it is absolute torment, and it's like someone has tied your hands around a barrel, and they are hitting your ass with a board with nails.
Yeah, I got the image about what you're saying there, man. So, John Walker, parents are trying to bring him back to the United States from Afghanistan after what Jeff says was the brutal treatment he received being raised in a rich family. 1-800-449-8686. I wasn't raised wealthy. I mean, we were middle class, but we did not have a heated indoor pool. And there are a lot of kids, probably not as many as we would think, but there are a lot of kids who are forced to swim in heated indoor pools and to eat organically grown vegetables or free-range meats? What does it do to them? How does it disconnect them from the rest of the world? What is it like to be handed the keys to your own car on your 16th birthday? What is it like, in other words, to go through life as some kind of an Elephant Man-style freak where people stare at you and you feel completely isolated? Getting to meet Bruce Springsteen backstage, sitting down and having dinner with Paul McCartney. You go through life, you look in the mirror, and all you see staring back at you is a sideshow freak. That's what forced John Walker into joining the Taliban and fighting his own country. Our number is, at least that is the opinion of that caller, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, I'm with Jeff here. What's your last name, Jeff?
I'm Jeff Dowder, Phil.
Jeff Dowder. Jeff, were you raised rich?
Yes, I was.
And so like John Walker, the young man from Marin County, California, you say you understand what it's like to have been raised rich, and you say that it is an abusive environment replete with privileges that are not privileges at all, that it is replete with things that would humiliate a young man.
And that's why John Walker decided to join the Taliban, to know what it was like for the first time in his life to be one of the real people and not have to live through the humiliations that he lived through. And
I hardly think getting your own car when you're 16 is a humiliation, or having to swim in a heated indoor pool.
What about being raised Christian, when everybody says it's lame, okay? He wanted to be a part of a cooler religion. And
what do you mean a cooler religion? These guys flew airplanes into buildings and killed people.
All right, that was extreme. Those guys that did that drank, they partied with strippers, as if you'd have to if you had like 15 wives. Why would you party with a stripper? So those dudes were extreme. But there's no purgatory in the Muslim religion. And if you go to heaven, I mean, I don't mean to be crude, but you got 15 virgins climbing your beanstalk. So, I mean, do you know what it's like to have a maid make your bed? When you have a maid...
Having a maid make my bed, no, I don't know what it's like.
When you have a maid making your bed or a butler, it's a violation. And
how is that a violation? If a guy, my mother used to make my bed...
That's your mother, but you have a maid making your bed. That's a violation of you and everything that you are. Because that's where you lay at night. Maybe you touch yourself, maybe you don't, and now comes in a maid. He was given an allowance. He never had to get a part-time job. He was brutalized in ways that few of us can imagine. That's why we should let him come back to America, become an American citizen again, and allow him to kick at his folks' house for a few more years until he gets his act together, and then his dad can get him a job where he works.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jeff Dowder here about John Walker, the American who became a Taliban. Why? Because being raised rich was an abusive environment for him. Anna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to address a couple of things that Jeff said. One of them is that I can't understand how this guy was abused. This guy made this decision.
What are you going to do when someone comes into your room every morning and makes your bed for you? The humiliation of that.
How could there be humiliation in somebody making your bed? I get so tired. You know, if you all have all this guilt about your parents providing a better life for you than they probably had, that's something that's a psychological problem here.
Wait a second.
But it has nothing to do. This guy wasn't abusive.
This guy
chose to do what he did.
Anna.
And if we start making,
Anna, I want to tell you something.
Yeah?
On his 12th birthday, His mother came to him and said, I've got a special dinner for you, John. Brook Trout. And I'm thinking, what's so funny about a child being abused? You think that's
Brooke
funny?
Brook Trout.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Brook Trout?
You know, my father on my 12th birthday took me out to Long Island and bought me lobster.
Okay, well,
I mean,
I'm talking about, what about a hamburger? Have you ever heard of a hamburger, maybe? Have you ever heard of a hamburger?
Yeah, do you know what?
Do you have any idea what it's like to sit on a sponge toilet seat?
I don't come from rich. I wasn't raised rich.
Then you don't know what it's like to be rich.
My father was a physician and my mother was a tax analyst.
Do you have any idea?
So we weren't poor either. But you know what?
I really enjoyed eating lobster. Yeah, that's
and my
because
father
you were
knew
rich.
That. So every year for my birthday, he would take me out to Long Island and we'd have
Wait
lobster.
A second. Wait. Jeff,
I don't think I was abused.
Hold on, Jeff. What are you saying?
She says she likes lobster because she was never raised rich. But if she had to have it every day, if they served it once a week, if all of a sudden she was disconnected from the reality of her friends going to McDonald's and having
that
egg McMuffin.
You're not disconnected from the reality of your friends when you have trout.
Yes, you
when
are.
When you have
because
lobster.
Most of,
you know what? If we
friend,
start making this guy,
and
the
all of
bottom
a sudden
line
you're 10
is that
and
this guy fought with the enemy. The bottom line is that this guy fought
because
against
he was abused
with the enemy.
His parents
they found
him a pony.
Him holding an AK-47.
That's right.
So you know what?
No, because,
you know what?
No,
he needs to be tried just like every other Taliban because he is a Taliban.
Oh, okay. So
he
torture him some more.
To be an American
torture
citizen.
Him some more. Give him a pony when he's 10, and then torture him some more by trying
that
him.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Wait
you know
a second.
What? After you're 21 years old, pal. What the choices you make are on your back.
And what was that
are
comment?
On yours, are on your ledger. At the heck with your parents. You
and
know,
what was
my
that comment about?
Could have sexually abused of me, but by when I get to be an adult, you know what?
Were you sexually,
I can
see,
choose
sexually,
to deal with that abuse either way. I can choose to
Anna,
be strong
Anna,
and go
Anna,
on,
the kids
or I can
that
choose to say,
enough,
you know what, I'm a victim
a
for the rest of my
the
life.
The kids that were fortunate enough, for instance, to be sexually abused as kids, we're talking about a mainstream.
Wait a second. What did you just say?
That is sick.
What's sick?
That is
wait,
sick.
Wait. The kids that were fortunate enough to be sexually abused?
That's normal. That's
that
no-
is,
this
that
guy,
is not normal.
That is normal. That's normal in America. But what does this guy get?
That
when
is
he's
not
8 years
normal
old,
in America to be sexually abused.
Old,
are you nuts?
When he's 8 years old. Wait, parents,
what? In your neighborhood wait, they sexually wait, abuse kids?
Hey,
that's
I
normal?
Hate to tell you, in your neighborhood too, okay? When he was 8 years old. They gave him a horse.
So
you
what?
Know what? The
oh,
parents
that's,
thought
that's
they
good?
Were doing fine by
that's,
this young man.
They were horrifically abusing him.
They weren't abusing him.
And as far as
they
I'm concerned,
they weren't abusing
and
him.
Then
now, I
raised
refuse
him in a
to
lame
say
religion
that his
like
parents were abusing him. What I feel is that his parents were maybe a little too lenient with this kid.
What? Are you kidding me, man? An indoor
they were
pool?
Too lenient with this kid.
They
because
brutalized
you know
him
what?
With a sponge
this
toilet seat.
Because this guy, this young man, chose to go where he went. And for you to say that that the Muslim faith is a cool religion when they when
cooler.
Women become when young girls become invisible at the age of 8.
That's not cool.
Okay, when women aren't allowed to get an education, when men
wait a minute,
are not
that's
allowed
not the whole,
to
that's
even
not the Muslim religion.
Talk
Anna,
in loud
Anna,
voices
Anna,
among
Anna,
each
hold on.
Other.
Hold on,
that,
Anna.
I'm
Anna,
sorry,
hold
that
on.
Is not a cool religion.
How come people
and,
can't hear me?
And
I've talked to the engineers around here about this. Every bloody time I try to talk to a caller who's yakking, they can't hear me. Can you hear me, Anna?
Oh, I can
okay,
hear you
first
now.
First of all, you
got to
understand something. Hold on, you got to understand something before we go any further. The Muslim religion does not keep women down. The Taliban interpretation of it does.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, what are you talking
the
about?
The way I understand Islam, it's cool because you don't have to listen to your girlfriend or your wife talk. That's what I find interesting about it.
I have read.
Wait a
I have
second,
read
man.
The Quran. The
Islam does not say that women have to walk behind their husbands. And
okay.
You read the Quran?
Yeah, I've read the Quran.
Do you speak Arab?
I no, but I have read one of the major,
John
major,
Walker,
and even
John
the
Walker
Alice
had to take a new
a
mountain bike from his grandmother. He was forced to take a new mountain bike from his grandmother. Now, that kind of brutal child abuse is the kind of thing that we're talking about.
All right, hold the line, man, because you're goofy. And so is Anna there with her, I read the Quran and it says that women suck. Does it really? We had to look into this Islam a little closer. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff believes that John Walker was abused being raised in a rich home. It's the Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
John Walker is the American from Marin County, California, captured by the Northern Alliance as a Taliban fighter. He became a Muslim. He traveled to Pakistan. He studied Arabic. He joined the Taliban. The thought is he might have been brainwashed. There are those who feel that he should be allowed back in the country. There are those who feel he should be tried as a traitor. With me is Jeff Dowder. Jeff, you were raised wealthy. You seem to think that what John Walker's major problem is, he was raised as a rich kid, and as such, raised rich, he was abused.
Mr. Henry, rich kids, and I can recall from my own experience, we had to wear, and I don't know if you've heard of Tommy Hilfiger or Ralph Lauren.
But yeah, they're designers.
We had to wear clothes that were made by designers. Muslims get to wear multicolored clothing. We were forced to drive BMWs, but Muslims were riding around in old Russian Jeeps. Now you're asking me, what's so bad about that? It's way, way, way cooler to ride around in a Jeep going out into the mountains than sitting in a BMW, okay, forced to sit next to your girlfriend, who may be the daughter of a movie star or something, and you're forced to go to dinner at some place. I remember my girlfriend, and I don't mean to say this, was performing, and please forgive me, was performing oral sex on me one time as we were looking at the lights of L.A. and we were parked in my BMW. And I didn't think my life could get any lower.
And Wait.
No, you don't understand what...
No, wait a second. You're parked in a Beamer. Was it a convertible?
Unfortunately, yes.
Your girlfriend is the daughter of a movie star. She's performing oral sex on you as you look at the lights of L.A.
I'd hit rock bottom.
You'd hit rock bottom.
See, you weren't raised rich.
You know what? Your excuse is constantly, I wasn't raised rich, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about. You don't. It was a humiliation to have oral sex on a Friday night when I'd much rather have been running with some homeboys in Boyle Heights or something like that. I got to get oral sex from some blonde.
What's bad about that, man? I don't understand.
You'll never understand. The people will not understand John Walker and me and how our lives hit rock bottom having sex in a four-poster bed in a 17,000-square-foot mansion. It's horrible!
Was it with a Playboy bunny?
Oh, so now you're going to make fun?
No, I just want to know how horrible your life got. Was it with a Playboy bunny?
If I have to feel one more set of fake breasts, And you can make fun if you want, man. But I'm telling you, the worst day of my life.
1-800-449-8686. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike?
Yes, I just want to speak to this guy for a little while. You know, I'm not going to have a religious conversation with you, but as a parent and as a child who grew up in a life of mediocrity, now trying to provide better for my kids, I lived in Moscow, Russia for about 5 years.
That
I
must
saw
have been
the
great.
Russian people live.
That must have been great.
It was a great experience.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful experience. And I lived there just as communism fell, and I saw this world evolving over there. But I got to tell you, the first thing I did when I was there to work was I hired someone to make my bed and do my food shopping and cook my meals. And now
why,
I'm back
man?
Here.
Why would you do that? Why would you put your kids through that?
And now I'm back here, and I want nothing more than to create for my kids a privileged lifestyle.
Why
I
would you put your kids through that?
And
why?
I was so happy to buy my wife
right.
a Rolex
Is anybody
watch.
Listening to anybody here?
I'm asking him a question. Why would you put your family through that?
Because I saw the way these Russian people lived in poverty,
that's
and it was a horrible,
was
horrible
good?
Thing.
Was it good?
It was a horrible existence.
Well,
for
man,
these
you
people,
don't know.
And they are doing anything they can to try and come
you
to
don't
another
know what it's like
first
being rich.
World country.
John Walker became rich when he picked up that Taliban AK-47. Now, that's cool. And that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. And maybe if he would have shot an American, that would have been cooler.
No.
This has to be an act. You can't be for real.
I'm talking
anybody,
about... No, you couldn't have been raised rich, man. Otherwise, you'd know what you're talking about.
I wasn't raised rich.
Sentencing your children to a life of horror, having somebody pick up their laundry and do it for them Oh,
I
yeah,
wasn't
right.
raised
That's
rich,
really great.
But I want to create a world for my children where they don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, a horrifying world where someone makes their breakfast.
I'm sorry that your parents felt more of things that were more important materialistically for you than they were loving, and I want nothing more than to love my children and not shower them with money
in
place of love.
If you love your children,
sure,
man, you'll never hire a maid named Beulah.
When my daughter 16 years old,
all right, okay.
She gets a brand new car.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd love to abuse your daughter that way.
All right, forget it, will you, man? We got people coming from all different points of view here. Larry, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey there,
and then
Phil,
we got to wrap
doing?
Up. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, I want to talk to this guy, Doubter. First of all, I want to shred his story. I don't believe a damn word he was raised.
Oh, yeah?
Right?
How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know?
What schools did you go to, Doubter?
I went to Campbell Hall High School.
And what, you were the only rich guy in the high school?
No, it's a school full of rich people. If you knew anything about it, you'd know.
But you didn't have any friends there, right?
Yeah, I had plenty of friends. We all hated it.
And none of them drove Beamers like you, right?
We all did, and we all hated it.
Oh, you all hated it.
Yeah,
did
that's
you?
Right.
I can't believe that. I think
well, you don't believe it
because
you were never raised rich. You were never raised rich, so
no,
you don't
absolutely
know.
No, absolutely not.
That's
I don't believe
right.
you were raised rich.
So
I
how
think
do you know?
Sitting in some trailer in Virginia.
How do you
buddy?
Know what it's like to be raised rich? You
I think
don't.
You're sitting in a trailer in Virginia making
well,
this whole
hey, dude,
thing.
Dude, I know
Virginia,
you're
buddy.
Sitting in a trailer in Virginia. If you was rich, you'd understand where I'm coming from.
That's your whole thing. I don't think you're rich. I bet you ain't got a pot to piss in.
Yeah, you know what, man? You're probably pissing in a pot.
No,
I use a toilet. I don't know about the rest of you.
I know poor.
I got a 60-inch.
Right?
Let me tell you
and
something,
I know
man.
People just
you know
like
what a
you.
Do you know what a 60-inch television is?
Yeah, I've seen a 60-inch television.
Yeah, I bet you think it's cool too.
Hey, well, what I'm doing is
sucks.
Hey, dude. You ain't rich.
Dude,
you ain't
it
nobody.
Sucks.
I don't believe that. I ain't never believed in
you. When you stop peeing into a pot, man, you give me a call.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be your excuse for everything. Let me tell you, buddy. Something.
Yeah, you're the guy that
you're
says that I don't have a pot to pee in.
You've been
in
Geneva, Switzerland
into a toilet with a sponge toilet seat.
You've been
man.
To Geneva, Switzerland twice. Is
no,
that right?
I've been there about 6-7 times.
But you tortured, right? You had to eat meat, blue screen, all these horrible things.
Yeah, I had to eat at a seafood restaurant in Paris where they served a cream sauce. It sucked.
Hey, let me ask you something. What's your IQ?
My IQ, 220.
220, you're lying through your teeth, Jack.
Yeah, hey, ask me a question. I bet you I know more.
I'll tell you first of all, you were raised in a good school.
Okay, what's the highest mountain in the world?
What's the highest mountain in the world?
Yeah.
Mount Everest.
Wrong. It's right. called K2. It's in the Himalayas. It's higher than Everest.
Is it really?
Kicked your ass on that one.
Oh, did
Here's
you? Oh, you're
one.
Such a bright boy.
Let
Come
me
on,
ask you something, man. Have you ever squatted over a bidet?
A bidet, no.
Okay, so you don't know what it is.
It's
water.
No, I
water.
Do know what it is.
It's
That's
water
the people I work for got one.
It's water that goes up your ass.
Oh, you know what you're doing, Jack? You're wasting air
Dude,
time blowing
it's humiliating.
Smoke up everyone's
No,
shirt.
Man, it's humiliating.
You know what's humiliating is you're sitting there making all this crap up, man.
No, man.
You ain't got nothing,
Oh, really?
Jack. You
have
never
you
had
ever
a
shared
beamer,
a groupie with Bruce? Have you ever shared a groupie with Bruce Springsteen? No.
And you ain't either.
I did. Yeah, I did, and it sucked.
You know something, dude?
It
You'd
sucked.
Have to be 100 years old to have
Dude,
done all this crap. 100 years old.
What did I do that was so long ago?
What's that?
What did I do that was so long ago?
No, just all this stuff you've been doing, all these things you've been traveling and stuff you've been doing, man. Come on, dude.
Dude, it's horrible, man.
You know,
first of all, Springsteen smells like
bullshit better than you. Got no continuity to your story. All right, first of all, you got a terrible accent for going to a prep school. You ain't that damn smart. You'd have more continuity to your story. How do you know this guy had a sponge rubber foam toilet seat?
You can't even talk, man.
You're all messed up.
All right, okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
You heard the story. It's a very sad story. Three U.S. Green Berets were killed and 20 wounded in the battle to seize the southern Afghan city of Kandahar early Wednesday when an American bomber dropped a massive smart bomb about 100 yards away in the first deadly friendly fire incident to befall U.S. troops in the war. One of the soldiers killed was Staff Sergeant Brian Cody Prosser, and he was from Fraser Park. And Fraser Park is up the freeway... 50 miles, gets up toward the snow outside of Los Angeles, and it's from where I live, it's probably 30 miles, something like that. So Eric Leonard from the local news department at KFI Radio in Los Angeles went up to the home to speak to the father and the brother, and they refused to speak with him. And the reason why they refused to speak with him was not necessarily because they were bereaved, that is, grief-stricken, although that might have been part of the reason. But I'm told by Eric that the other reason they wouldn't speak with him is because they had an exclusive deal with a television network. The rumor was that they'd already been paid, but that's a rumor. But Eric reported that on the air last night, and Chris, you talked to him today. He said he went up to the house. He went to try to interview the father and brother. They refused to speak to him because they had an exclusive deal with a TV network. We have got to start paying people around here. We have got to start paying people money around here because that's what makes the world go around. Don't ever let it be said. That's what makes the world go around. And if I had any kind of a war chest, I could get people in here. Do you think that Jack Nicholson would take a couple of grand just to come in and sit down and forget about him? Let's shoot a little bit higher. Let's shoot. How about Tommy Lee? Just a couple of G's just to come in and shoot the crap. How much do you think it'd cost me to get any of the people that have come in here to watch the show to actually get on microphone? Gary Oldman did it for free. Yo, Gary, I would have given you like maybe $500. You know, you can lose your kid, you can lose your son, your daughter, your wife, your sister, your brother. All kinds of bad things can happen to you, but you never lose sight of the you know, you never lose sight of the ball, baby. Get paid. So I wonder who it was. The rumor is it was CBS Channel 2, but I wouldn't want to cast aspersions on that fine, fine news gathering organization, Channel 2. How fast did the guy work, man? Is this Mr. Ponzi? Yeah, we'll give you five. Okay, I'll take it. Great. Now, don't talk to anybody. What's going to happen? If he did, would they sue him? Let's see. The man lost his son, and now he's being sued by whoever it is because he opened his big bazoo to Eric Leonard. Eric, you should have just been a major pain. You should have just stood there and said, oh, really, sir? Get it on tape, baby. Get the story. Get it on tape. Really? You can't talk to me? No, I can't tell. And why is that? Who paid you? You ready for that? What do you think about that? Does it sound low? You know, for me, if I was that guy, I'd probably take the jack, too. And the only reason why I say that is maybe they don't have that great of a life. I don't know anything about them. I don't know anything about these people. Maybe the bread comes in handy. I'm amazed the guy could think as clearly as he did to... He loses his son, he gets the news, Channel 2 calls, he goes, oh, yeah, and by the way, oh, sure, okay. You've just lost your son. Okay, well, you know, that's the terrible thing. Yeah, would you sign here so you don't speak with anybody else? Yes, I will. Okay. And also, where are you going to bury your son? Well, I think I'll... I mean, you got to think fast, baby. You got to think fast. Lost your son. Where's he going to be buried? Sign here. Sign on the dotted line. Cost you $500 to talk to us. I hope it's worth it. I hope they give him a lot of money. I mean, and by a lot of money, I'm talking, I hope they gave him at least $800-$900. Jeez, man. Ooh, boy. Even I'm sometimes amazed. But isn't that called checkbook journalism? And wasn't that at one time considered to be below even the lowest ethic that one might practice? Isn't that just... Do you suppose this father and this brother hired a lawyer before they even... I mean, seriously, you know, it's going to be a big news. I don't know. But am I not allowed to speculate? Ordinarily, I wouldn't say anything about it. Ordinarily, I would speak with great kindness and respect. And say, this is a terrible thing. They lost their son. They lost their brother. But, you know, he opened the door for me, you know, by taking that bread from whoever it was, Channel 2, Jerry Dunphy, Channel 7, Tawny Little. Maybe Tawny's paying him. Where is she now? She at 13? 13 would have paid him, but they can't afford it. Fox, you know. I mean, that kind of opens the door a little bit to ask a question. Hey, listen, pal, you just lost your kid. They must have a bad life up there. Have you been to Fraser Park? I've never been there, although I did frolic in the snow off the freeway near there one day. We tried to get up to Fraser Park itself to screw around in the snow, but they closed the park. So we came down the street to the freeway, and people had parked off the side of the freeway, and there was snow everywhere, so we just parked it there and frolicked about, you know, in the snow and freezing our ass off, me and my jeans, soaking wet shorts. You know how it is. So fat. This was last summer. We were in the snow last summer. This was last winter. And I was so fat that I couldn't get up the hill. I was so fat. I was just... And the kids had taken garbage can lids and the plastic garbage can lids, right, and all the stuff, and they were going down the snow. And I saw them walk to the very top. I couldn't get to the top. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So I got about one quarter of the way up the hill, and I grabbed the garbage can lid, and I went down to the bottom, and that was the end of the day for me. I went up one quarter of the way up the hill, such a fat slob that I am, went down a hill and said, that's it for me. I'm getting in the car. I'm turning the heater on with my wet pants and my fat face. At one point, I rolled down the hill in the snow. I didn't really actually go down on the garbage can lid. I rolled down, and when I got up, some kid tried to put a carrot in my face. Look, Daddy, snowman, get the kid the carrot out of my nose, you... Just imagine Fat Phil trying to get up the hill, slips, falls, rolls down the hill, and at the bottom I get up, I'm just a big fat snowman. That was last year before... As you well know, the great 40-pound loss, the great weight loss. Do I look fat now? Be honest with me. I don't look fat now. I did then, though, didn't I? I looked like a tub of guts. Well, in any event, that was Fraser Park, and this is where the young Green Beret who died is from. But the father and the son with the bread, man, it's either thinking fast or not having a conscience or being so poor. Hey, you know something? It's not for me to say. When I go to, by the way, speaking of snow, when I go to Aspen, I will be snowboarding. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Phil? Great show. Hey, just a comment about the people getting money for their son dying. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily wrong. I think it's more just a sign of the times.
How fast you got to think on your feet for that one, though? Your kid's dead, and here's Channel 2, and they got money. Okay, yes, here's where we bury him. Here's where I'll sign on the dotted line. I got to go on. But you're right. Maybe these guys live not the richest lifestyle in the world.
Yeah, I mean it's a tough spot. I mean,
what would you do?
Well, I mean, if it were my kid, you know, he's a
your kid is dead, Kevin. Your kid is dead. Hi, I'm Fox News. Can I? Will you please sign an exclusive deal with me?
Yeah, I mean the kid's a hero. You know, it's a tough spot. You know, they got probably bills to go along with this.
What would you do?
You know, if they offered me money, exclusive deal. I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's going to necessarily dishonor his memory to accept it. You know. I mean, that's just how I feel about it. You know?
Why, you dirty whore. No, I'm kidding. That's okay. What would I do? Oh, because I work in the media, I'd throw them off my property. But that's only because I work in the media. If I didn't work in the media, I'd probably sign it, too. But I know too much about this business. You know, I mean, in other words, if some guy came to me and said, hi, we're from Channel whatever, and we want to sign an exclusive deal, I'd say, you get your ass in your sound truck and get it out of here before I set fire to it, okay? And you can quote me. That's what I would say.
Yeah,
but that's only because I've worked in this business for 28 years, and I, you know something, everybody's got to make a living. The news business is an extremely competitive business to be in. The media is an extremely competitive business to be in. But even after all of that information I've just given you, there's some real scum suckers working in this business. There just are people that I would love to have the excuse to tell to take a flying freaking finienza, as my dear departed father used to say, just before I signed that exclusive deal for rights on his life. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.